The reason they call me Matt, that you have a tendency to talk a little bit too fast, or sometimes you have to slow me down, because I'm originally from Panama City, Florida, and this is how we task out there. If you don't talk this fast down, then you get run over. Plus, I'm a blonde, so there you go.
Melba is one of the members of four women on the route. The group is working to restore buildings along Route 66 in Galena, Kansas. They currently own and operate a restored Canotex service station. The white square building with red trim is home to a Route 66 memorabilia shop and restaurant. Melba says they see about 4,000 visitors, and about three-fourths of them are Europeans. While most of the international travelers speak some English, she is conscious of slowing down her speech while she flips through a scrapbook to tell guests the four women on the route story.
I always know when I start talking fast because people's eyes get really big and they don't want to ask you to slow down because they think it's rude, and I'll say, oh, am I talking fast? And they're like, you know, shaking their head. Yeah, okay. Okay, let me show you. This is what we call the nickel tour. Usually we ask people where they're from. That way we can determine if we have to slow down, talk to them, or if they, we always, and they say, you know, they're from some place like Spain or something. Spain, Italians, and French are usually the ones that don't speak very much English. Everybody else, they try to speak English. So we always, so you have a little bit of English or a lot of English, and they tell you. But this is a tour. Now, like I said, my name is Melba Rigg. I'm one of the original owners of Four Women on the Route. Me and my sister started this company in 2006.
The sisters intended to use the building as a farmer's market and memorabilia shop, but that changed when they discovered that an old mining boom truck on their lot had a special connection to the Disney Pixar movie Cars.
When we got this building, this truck right here was parked against that far wall with a tree growing up through the boom. It had been there an average of 25 to 30 years. So when we got it, Galena asked us to get rid of it because it was an eyesore. So we did. We sold to a local farmer, not knowing this tomato. Michael Wallace, who's the voice of the Sheriff Carr and the editor of Route 66 of Mother Road and countless other books like Jesse James and Civil War, he actually lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's an expert on Route 66. They picked him up in the year 2000 in St. Louis, drove him to California and back again to do the research on the movie. He got a hold of us and said, get it back, it's tomato. I'm like, tohu? We bought the building in June of 2006. The movie came out in May of 2006. We hadn't seen the movie yet. So he sent us this book. This book is called The Arts of Making Cars, and this book is the one that he wrote on the inspirations up and down Route 66. And look what's in the very first page. In Galena, Kansas stands a lone inspiration for the character Mater. Not Baxter Springs, not Riverton, not Pittsburgh, but Galena, Kansas.
Melba explains that the movie's producers also gathered inspiration from other nearby places.
The inspiration for that ghostwriting, that chimney, and that brick building is this building right here, and that's one of the oldest buildings in Galena. You go around to the side right there, you'll see the inspiration for the ghostwriting, the chimney, and the brick building. Also, when you go to Carthage, Missouri, at one time, there's 18 drive-ins on Route 66. There's now only three functional drive-ins on Route 66. Carthage is one of them. This is what it looked like when I was a kid. That's what it looks like now. That's at the beginning of the movie, and that's at the end. And you're standing in this building in the movie.
Melba recalls that when she and her sister Renee started the business, they had to get help from their partners.
We didn't have the money to buy the truck back. The gentleman that has that biggest building down there, that the biggest business in Galena down there, is Mr. Larry Courtney. Mr. Larry Courtney asked if we wanted some partners. I said, oh yeah, well, we got his mama, Miss Betty Courtney, and his ex-wife, Miss Judy Courtney, and that is the four women on the route. Melba Rigg, Betty Courtney, Renee Charles, and Judy Courtney, which is now Judy Howe. Unfortunately, we lost Miss Betty last year to a heart attack, so now we call Larry Lucille, because he's our silent partner. Now, this is another reason they call me the mouth. Tomater does run. The kegger on the back of Mrs. Gaston. Any place Tomater goes, I go. And I'm the one that does the talking for him, so they call me the mouth. Now, there is a joke. We do call our car Tater, and I'll tell you why in a minute. The joke goes, do you know why Tomater don't talk? Because Melba does enough for both of them.
Disney Pixar released the movie Cars 2 earlier this year, and in April, they returned to Galena to interview Melba.
They came here, Michael says, now when you go meet the mouth, don't think you're going to get out of there in 30 minutes. Well, they didn't believe him. They booked me from 10 to 12 because it was a Sunday. They didn't start the interview until 12:30 because we were packed with people, and this place was packed. They started my interview about 12:30. An hour and a half later, they were done, and they actually missed their plane flying home. And they called my sister and told my sister to tell Melba that she will be on the Blu-ray special features and DVD being sold in November, December on Cars 2. So, actually, they took pictures of Galena, of the truck, of my brother's restaurant and everything. What there was, the reason they came here was they wanted to know how the movie Cars 1 influenced Route 66. So what I told them, every time we get people that come here, the first thing they ask you is this Radiator Springs? And the, what I tell them is no, because they think, you know, they see the mural over there. I said, no, the whole 2,448 miles of Route 66 is Radiator Springs, because you have a building, a piece of sign, some landscape, characters, all up and down Route 66 that are involved in the movie. So that is actually, Route 66 is actually Radiator Springs.
Although the old truck remains outside the shop, Disney asked the four women to rename it because of copyrights.
So, but so what we did was we had a contest. Now, it was supposed to be a local contest, but it got on the internet. 198 entries came in, the farthest one being South Africa. This little girl, she lived in Galena. She named him Tater. We liked her color and job, so we call our truck Tow Tater, the inspiration for Tow Mater. That way we can sell postcards, T-shirts, and things like that to help us support Route 66.
The day the restored service station opened, Melba says they served food to about 315 people. She says the town, which was known for the mining of Galena, used to have a population of about 30,000, but now it's only 3,000.
This town died three times, once when the mines died, again when Route 66 died, and again when the drinking age went from 18 to 21.
Helping breathe new life into the quiet-looking Main Street area is the family-owned and operated business.
Now, my daughter used to work here, too. Now, in this picture, she's 16 years old, and she's like, oh, great, another one of Mom's crazy ideas, right? After about the third group of good-looking Italians, we had no problem getting her to come to work. Matter of fact, she beat us half the time. But she was a little upset when she found out that most Europeans know more about Route 66 than Americans. And it is true, because she did a survey and found out that the age group between 7 and 30 was the age group that knew absolutely nothing about Route 66. So she started an association called the Young Roadies of Route 66. She got smart enough to put it on Facebook. And she's trying to get about 250 members. I don't know what her count is right now, but she's doing really good. And we did that. She started that 2 years ago. So we started this business about 5 years ago, and I can truly say we were Route 66 dumb. We knew that 66 went to California because we traveled all the time.
Now, they are much more educated about the route, and Melba says they are trying to bring back Galena one building at a time.
Now, we have actually saved the bridge, which is right behind us. That bridge was built in 1923. And the road came through in 1926. It took us 3 years to save that. The town of Galena and us and everybody that want to save Route 66 pitched in to save that, and we did save that. It took us 3 years. We actually got a grant to restore four blocks up on the Main Street. We got that going right now. We are actually restoring the building across the street, which is a 1930 brothel. We're going to bring that back to a bed and breakfast and Victorian tea room. It's going to take us a lot of money because you can't see it from here, but there's a big hole in the roof, and that's going to cost about $7,700 to repair. We also have the building across the street, which is actually a Dairy Queen and a diner, or Dairy Queen, but we couldn't bring it back to the Dairy Queen, so we use that for storage. And on down the street, the company also owns a building called Bucks, which is a two-story brick building. We're going to make that into a Stonefire Pizza and Family Pub. So we got some really big plans, and we're negotiating the building across the street, which used to be one of the big, is one of the oldest buildings in town, and it actually used to be a gas company, too.
The reason Melba is passionate about this restoration project is because she feels it's a part of history worth saving.
It is a lot of work, but Route 66 is history, and it's not just for us. And yeah, I'm not going to say I'm not doing this for money, because I'd be lying, but it's actually for our future. My kids are into it. My nieces and nephews are into it. I have a niece all the way in Kentucky, and she just loves Route 66, and she pushes it from there. I have people in Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, California, Panama City, Florida. They all know about Route 66. And it helps bring back history. Because a lot of your foreigners come in, the first thing they say, why do Americans not take care of their old buildings? If you've ever gone to Europe, you'll see all the beautiful old buildings that have been there for centuries. And the Europeans can't understand. These Europeans come through here, they save up to come. This is a big thing for them to do. Why do I want to save it? It's history, and everything should be saved as history, because you learn from history. You know, you learn from your mistakes, but you also learn from history.
And for Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Galena was referred to as a ghost town. I actually started this business, and this is a true story. We's up